Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. Here, not live. Well, I'm live right now, but you're hearing us recorded from the KFUO studios with Andy Bates.
Good day. Good morning. Good day.
Whenever time you're listening, yeah. It is good because the Lord has made it and we shall rejoice in it.
Exactly. And just a little bit of knowledge here, tidbit fact. We have quite a few listeners who listen on demand as well, not only live, but on demand. So if you hear something on this program that you want to share with somebody, point them to the audio archive on KFUO.org. You can share it on social media too.
Right. You can share it. You can download it. You can listen to it. You can send the link to somebody. So it's out there.
And, exactly.
And it's timeless. It just doesn't matter what day of the week it is, but it's still Witness Wednesday when we record it.
That's right. Yes. Whatever you say is timeless. Your words are timeless.
His words are. So they'll stand forever. And one of the things we talk about on Witness Wednesday is how do we share that word? You know, how do we get that word out there, that the eternal word of God that brings us life and salvation through the forgiveness of our sins, you know, in by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And last time we got together, we were talking a little bit about what keeps us from doing that. You know, we have this wonderful good news. It's the only good news in the grand scheme of things. And it certainly is good news compared to what most of what we're hearing in the news and the media and our culture today. We've got this great news. People are literally dying to hear it. What's keeping us from sharing it? And last time we talked about fear as a reason, just, you know, there's all sorts of reasons people are afraid to share the faith. You know, I'm afraid what people will think of me. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid they'll, you know, ruin my friendship. I'm afraid it might hold me back in my career. All sorts of fears. I'm afraid I might do it wrong. Ooh. And as though it's really up to me, you know, that the Holy Spirit can't use the mess I make of things to do beautiful things. My whole life is a testimony to the fact that the Holy Spirit can take stuff that's a mess and do something with it that's positive. But I'd like to talk today about is another reason that we don't share this good news of Jesus with people.
What's that?
Well, let me ask you first, you know, before we get to the answer, we're going to do the old rabbinic tradition here. I'll ask you a question to answer your question. When you get into a conversation with a stranger, a person you don't know, just, you know, out in public, maybe at the store or in line somewhere or at an event that you go to, maybe the theater or out in the park, when you get into a conversation with a stranger, what is it that you talk about with that person?
What is it that I talk about with a stranger? Something relatively simple.
Okay, so most of us will talk about something we're really passionate about. So in context is often the case.
Sure. For instance,
if you're out there with Oscar and another parent comes by with a child about the same age, what are you going to talk about?
What we have in common, probably.
Right.
Something about children. Bedtime or, you know, eating habits or something like that.
Yeah, some way in which this little person has taken over your life and now rules you. Yeah, something like that, right? If you're wearing a sports logo on your clothing of a team that you really get behind, and you're out in public and somebody else is wearing the same thing, same logo, not the exact same piece of art clothing, but same logo, they may start a conversation with you, right? And what's that conversation going to be about?
Whatever that logo, whatever,
right.
that team or, you know, whatever it's associated with. Yeah.
So if you're like me, if you're cursed to be a Chicago Cubs fan, you know, if I'm wearing my Cubs hat, people are going to start talking to me about the Cubs, right? And I don't know these people, but we have something in common, as you said, and some people are really passionate about it. And so there'll be a conversation. So here's the big question then for each of us to consider. What is it that we're passionate about that we will talk to even strangers about, that we'll just open right up and we'd love to have a conversation about it?
Well, hopefully it's Jesus.
Yeah, but is it? There's the issue. So speaking of Jesus, in Luke chapter 6, he talks about this a little bit. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So what's kind of filling up your heart? What's flowing out of your heart? That's what you're going to speak about. Out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. And so, if you really love the Chicago Cubs, that's what you're going to talk about when you get a chance. If you have a hobby that you love, you know, when you bump into somebody who shares that hobby,
sure,
and you start talking about it, you're just going to, it doesn't matter. You don't know the person very well. You got, wow, I just want to tell you all about this hobby because I really love this hobby. This is a fantastic hobby. Everybody should be doing this. So what is it that you'll talk to anybody about and passionately, even if you don't know them very well?
That's a good question.
Yeah. And I'm going to suggest that whatever that thing is, it may be an idol.
That word, as it's used in Scripture and how we use it today, there's a difference between how it's used in Scripture and how we use it today, don't you think?
Yes. And that idols, you know, were mostly some kind of physical depiction of an abstract god, you know, people trying to make sense of the creation around them, mm-hmm, and they turn their hearts towards worshiping created things instead of the Creator, as it talks about in Romans chapter 1. And so the idols of the old days were stone and wood, and people bowed down before them. But idols today are tend to be more abstract. They're not promoted as being gods in place of God or alongside of God. They're good things in our culture and our lives that have just gotten out of control. And so in the small catechism in the first commandment, Luther says, you know, what does this mean? You know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We should fear, love, and trust God above all things. And so kind of a working definition from that explanation of what an idol then is whatever we fear, love, and trust the most, mm-hmm, that becomes our God, our idol, and it displaces God. And so when we have the opportunity to talk about Jesus, but we choose to talk about something else, because we are passionate about it, we have to ask ourselves a question. Well, why aren't we passionate about sharing Jesus with people? Why are we passionate about sharing this other thing, but not Jesus?
Well, because of that old Adam in us.
So, all right. So we got a problem, and it's called idolatry. And it helps identify that, because we can actually turn this around. And what is keeping us from talking about Jesus, because it has displaced him as the first love of our heart or the thing we're passionate about, can actually become a vehicle for us to engage people we don't know or don't know well and talk to them about Jesus. It may start out as a conversation about the Cubs or Oscar and eating habits of a toddler or anything. It can start out as anything. But because we have this connection with a person on something that we share a common interest in and a passion about, it can open up the door for us to speak about what we're most passionate about, the love and joy and peace of Jesus Christ.
So that whatever we have in common can be a way to begin a conversation.
Right. It becomes the connecting point. We talk about in the LASSE acronym, listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. It's the seek part of that. You know, where is my connecting point with this person? But don't let that connecting point become the main topic of conversation that takes over everything and even displaces Jesus. Don't let that connection point become an idol in your life and in your conversation.
We could probably spend a whole hour talking about idols. What are idols in our culture today? Even brands. Brands become idols very
all
easily.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
So a challenge for us as witnesses is to look at the things that are going on in our life. Now, you know, God wired us for the passions and interests, the hobbies we have are an expression of the first article gifts we received when God put us together as he's put us together. So there's nothing wrong with these things. The challenge is this: how can we make use of these to do the one thing that should stand above everything else in our daily life, and that is actually speaking to people about Jesus.
Priorities. Where does that fit? Where does that thing fit in our priorities? What, going back to that first commandment that you were talking about earlier, the first commandment, what we fear and love and trust most.
And if we fear, love, and trust Jesus above all things, what are we going to be talking about?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. So, and I know that's in our hearts. In it, we just have to displace those idols. Recognizing what they are, because the first step of knocking down an idol is, hey, recognizing that is an idol. That is an idol. That's getting in the way. I don't fear, love, and trust that above Jesus. I mean, knock that down and get it out of the way.